Americans have been debating a possible war in Iraq for a year, and when they stop worrying about the major implications, they may find themselves wondering about the minor ones, like, will the nation's talking heads run out of things to say on the subject? But after months of honing their craft, it seems the experts have gotten unusually professional, very polished, at times even poetic, at least in the world of satire.
Welcome to Cross Views. I'm your host, Adam Newsom, and joining me are Cal Clay of the Clay Forum for Economics and Society and Cynthia Shipley of the Shipley Forum for Society and Economics. Our topic tonight, should America invade Iraq? Cynthia.
Thank you, Adam. Saddam has ignored the United Nations. He's threatened world peace. He's an evil person. For those reasons alone, I think we should just say, sorry, Saddam, but your sun is set.
Cal Clay?
Frankly, Cynthia, the way you Iraq hawks squawk, I wonder if it's all just talk.
Clever, Cal. So, we should just sit still while Saddam sells spores to secret sheik cells? Sit still while Saddam sells sarin to Saudis by the seaside?
Listen, I condemn the madman Saddam, madam. But if we slam this madman Saddam, we inflame Islam into bedlam for Saddam, madam. Right, Adam?
That is sodden, soggy, pedagogic demagoguery.
Oh, and to keep Saddam from selling sarin to six Saudis, what strategies do your sources suggest, Cynthia?
Do a coup.
A coup?
Pop a coup now!
Pop a coup now? How? That's bush mush, bush bunk.
Cal, just what about W troubles you? If W bobbles a doable syllable, you dub W a befuddled, troubled bugaboo. What about W troubles you?
I'll tell you his year 2000 selected electorate electoral unelected election.
That's old news. George gored Al Gore, and he'd gore that bore even more in 04.
What about Trent Lott? Lott got caught, and now Lott's just a little Lott.
We've got Bill Frist. He's not a Lott.
I'd frisk Frist first before floating Frist as a fresh face. It'll take four Frists to harry John Kerry.
Cal, John Kerry is a bear. John Kerry has nice hair. But John Kerry isn't Harry Kerry.
Hold on, please. Please, Cynthia. You're getting off track. We're talking about war, and you haven't even mentioned Osama bin Laden.
Oh, Osama!
Before Osama harms another mama, Osama bin should buy the pharma.
I'd break up the building bin Laden's been lately.
I'd mess up the bed where bin Laden's been laying.
I'd crack up the circuit bin Laden's been looping. I'd bomb up the whole loop bin Laden's been leading.
What? Bomb a loop-op? A loop-bam-boom?
Yep, bomb a loop-op. A loop-bam-boom.
Our time's up, Newsom. Thanks. I'm Adam Newsom.
Squawking Heads was written by Hart Seeley of the Syracuse Post-Standard newspaper.